Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Who ate Shannon's cake? My favorite reaction to this ever was when I teased it earlier and I said, someone ate Shannon's cake, and you hear Spike and Mike go, whoa.
Hey, you're playing the wrong song. We should be playing Rihanna's cake, 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 cake. Or Cake by the Ocean.
Oh, there you go.
Cake by the Ocean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wish I wasn't talking about a real cake. I wish I was talking about the euphemism, but I'm not. This is a real cake. I was put in charge of buying and bringing the cake to a friend's birthday celebration. Okay? So that was my one job. I went and got this beautiful cake. I had zero room in my fridge, and I'm not like all of the other Italians. I don't have a fridge in my garage like many of my family members do. So I thought, okay, they told me to keep it chilled for whatever reason. So I thought, okay, it's in a box and the box is closed. I'm going to put it on my patio until I have to leave for the party because it's cold outside. It'll keep it chilled. It's perfect. Well, when I went to grab it on my way out the door, I opened it up to show Lucy because I knew she would just love it. You guys, squirrels, I think it was squirrels, absolutely ravaged the cake. It had chocolate-covered strawberries on top and all of these little sprinkles and stuff. There was one chocolate-covered strawberry left and little bites taken out of the whole cake. They ate my cake.
Where exactly was the cake that
they
were able to get
to it? It was in a box, you know, a white cake box on my... Yeah. So I have like these doors in my kitchen that go into my backyard. So I open the door. I put it just right down, right there by the door on my patio. And then that was it. And I thought nobody's going to get in it. It's in a box.
Which,
but
by
they
the way,
did.
The most beautiful thing about living where we live is that people who listen to us on the iHeartRadio app in warm climates like Florida or Arizona or Texas or whatever, don't get to, during the winter, we have an extra refrigerator, freezer.
Yep. Totally. Oh, yeah. I put tons of stuff outside. I really do.
All my beers are sitting on the back porch.
I did not think that squirrels were going to have their own birthday party and eat this freaking cake. Lucy, I thought, was going to fall over on the floor laughing. I didn't know if I should laugh or cry, but I had no cake to bring to the dinner.
Wow. So you said that your friends, did they
Everybody
believe you
Venmo'd,
or didn't believe you?
No. Oh, they believed me because I had a photo to show them, but everybody had Venmo'd me money to chip in and buy this cake, and I show up with no cake.
And was there at least one person that looked at you crooked, you nibbled around the edge?
Well, nobody believed me until I showed them the photo, and I'm like, look at this. Stupid thing.
I want to know how many people who have done this, you know, besides Shannon, because I know people that will like throw like their Thanksgiving meal or their turkey, you know, before they cook it, they'll just throw it outside. And I wonder how many times animals end up getting to
they have a feast,
you know, mm-hmm. to whatever it is. Yeah, they go crazy. Or have animals ever gotten into like your beer cans, like Spike leaving his beer, you know, sitting out on the back deck. 844-MOJO-LIVE, 844-665-6548.
I just
had
this picture.
Is there a way to eat around it, or was it?
No, oh my God, no, I'll send you the picture. I had this picture in my head of squirrels hopping through my neighborhood with chocolate-covered strawberries. I mean, because that's what they took from the damn cake.
Look at
that's
those bougie squirrels.
That's
the bougiest squirrel ever.
I have right now that every neighbor's dog, when they go to walk their dogs by my house, stop at the end of my driveway because... Last week or the week before, I was taking my dumpster to the end of the road, but we had that giant, you know, when a plow truck comes through and it pushes the snow at the end of your driveway and it's like that huge pile.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was bringing my dumpster to the road and it spilled everywhere. So it put trash all in the snow. And then it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. So all of the, like I picked up as much as I could, but there was still trash at the end of it. And so it's been like repurposed under snow over and over and over. So every time a dog goes by my house, like animals just stop at the end of my driveway and just start digging at my end of my driveway.
Grab line one, Katie. Ari's on line number one. What's up, Ari?
Hey, so I was just going to say my family always puts stuff outside for Thanksgiving, and we live in Macomb, and we were brining a turkey one year, and we came back out, and it was gone. We checked the cameras, and it was actually a fox that came in the turkey.
Oh, my gosh. Hmm. Oh.
So what'd you guys do? Did you guys have to order out, like, Chinese or something? What'd you guys do for Thanksgiving?
Well, we ended up having, like, a ham instead, but it was just, like, the point, you know? Like, dang, a fox?
He was full.
That's wild. Yeah. By the way, you keep pushing your button. Are you pushing your button with your cheek, or where is what is that? That boop that keeps hitting
I think
hitting
it's us. My ear.
let's go grab Liz. Liz.
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's up?
Hi. Excuse me. I just wanted to tell a story about, I don't know, back in the 1970s, my mom had a Doberman Pinscher, and it was Thanksgiving time, and she let the dog out and came home with a fully cooked turkey, and they never were able to figure out where.
So somebody must have just put it outside for a second. That dog found it.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. So she called my dad was a police officer. She called him home from the PD, and he grabbed the turkey and ran it over to a dumpster.
You didn't want to get caught with the evidence.
Okay, speaking of dumpster, by the way, people are texting us like crazy. Yeah, Mike, do you call your trash can a dumpster?
Yeah, I didn't want to point that out.
Or do you actually have a dumpster?
No, isn't that it's not called a dumpster? Isn't that what everybody calls it?
It's called a trash can.
No,
you call it the dumpster?
Yeah, it's the dumpster.
No, the dumpster is like the big
dumpster's
thing,
on the,
like behind a business.
It's put on the back of a truck.
Oh, my God. My entire life, I've always called it a dumpster.
And it's Brussels sprouts.
Hey, Linda, your neighborhood's got the raccoons that Shannon does that like the cake. Is that right?
Yeah. I had a beautiful chocolate cake. It was in the winter. Had no room in the fridge. Put it out on the back table. Got up the next day, and it was demolished.
Oh, yeah. Oh, your heart just stinks.
I could only imagine that there was a bunch of raccoons puking out there somewhere because it was chocolate through and through.
So somebody just texted in, and this would have been a smart idea. And just so you know, Linda, for future reference, we should be putting these things in our car outside.
No, you should not.
Why?
No. Oh, no. I've been told by many mechanics the animals go in your car. You get nesting mice and squirrels.
If I put the cake in there for a few hours to chill?
Yes. Yeah. Then they smell it, and then the animals
take it back.
Go into your car, and they can't figure out how to get out of your car.
Or you'll leave pop in there because you're an idiot, and then it'll explode and stain the top of your car.
Mm-hmm. My car smelled like Verner's for a while. Yeah.
Oh, my God. There was another time, too, that every Christmas we get the honey-baked ham, and I save the ham bone for my brother to make soup, and I put it out the back door to keep it cold for him, and my little Cairn Terrier took off with it.
Oh, jeez. Gotcha. Feast. Wow.
So,
I always wondered who is it that makes soup with the bone of their ham. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Real quick, this is an interesting one. One of the texters, and I think we got her on line six, Sarah. You guys hid all your Easter eggs in your backyard, and what happened, Sarah?
So we hid them all in the backyard, and we were sitting down for breakfast, and we see a bunch of squirrels come out. And they started, like, trying to eat the Easter eggs. They were, like, trying to break them open, banging them on the floor, on the ground. And then when we came outside, one of them took off with it. They just took off with an egg.
Wow.
Do you guys give a prize to the squirrel that got the most Easter eggs?
Absolutely.
And if they think it's a nut and they bury it, do you grow an Easter egg tree? Like, what happens at that point?
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.